At the time of my leaving CERT, things were fraught at home. I had no interest whatsoever in studying. I was counting the days until the outdoor swimming season began. Add to that, I was and still am a voracious reader, and back then Hemingway was my main man. I had a dream. I wanted to be an Olympic swimmer and a writer. My mother had a dream. She wanted me to be a teacher or a nurse. Barrington's Hospital was just around the corner from our house, and Mam was well in with the matron. And with that in mind, she brought me there to have a chat with her. Yes, indeed, there would be a place for me as a probationer, provided I passed my leaving cert. I wouldn't mind being a nurse. However, there was one minor hiccup. I was barely 17 years old and would have to wait until I was 18 to be accepted for training. A full year of waiting, if I passed my leaving cert. Matron suggested that in the interim, I should do a secretarial course for, as she put it, something to fall back on. And I should join the Red Cross, which would ease me nicely into my nursing career. Grand. I took out yet another Hemingway from the library and read it under the pretext of studying. The nun at school had a dream for all 15 of us in the class. She wanted us to achieve high honours, to go out into the world and make our mark. There was a group of girls that she nodded at knowingly, the four or five who opted for a religious life and would be convent bound immediately after the exam. All through the month of May, we were offered extra study time. We were sent home when regular school hours finished at 4 o'clock, so that we could have a bite to eat and return refreshed by 4:30. I loved that little break. I had our house all to myself as Mum went to help Grandmother in her shop. Once home, I turned on our new Pi radio and tuned into the BBC Light programme from Mrs. Dale's diary. I scrambled 2 eggs, made toast, and sat on the big armchair by the window. I listened to Mrs. Dale telling the world and its mother for the umpteenth time, "I'm rather worried about Jim." She sounded so very respectable and comfortable. Well, she would be. She was a doctor's wife living in Virginia Lodge, Parkwood Hill, wherever that was. Yes, it was scrambled eggs every day, and I left the pot soaking in the sink for Mum to clean. Then I dashed down the sandmall to sit in the sunshine on the wall of Annie Clancy's garden to read and maybe meet the boys from the CBS on their way home. Annie had a tiny garden where a sort of fern grew up through the black earth like asparagus spears. It had greyish leaves that were wrapped around long green stems. Eventually those leaves unfurled and their weight made the stems bend over into an elegant arc. All along the spine of each stem there were little white flowers, just like a necklace of pearls. Annie called the plant the Bells of St. Mary's. Well, we did live in St. Mary's Parish, after all, and the nuns had given her a cutting from their one so that she could grow it. Annie and I chatted about flowers, the scented roses growing next door, the lily of the valley creeping along the inside wall, and the mock orange blossom that had a perfume so sweet it would almost knock you out. "Perhaps you should study horticulture," she said. I sighed. Everyone had some idea of what I should be. But what could I be? A writer? An Olympic swimmer? I did the secretarial course where I trained in the skill of touch typing, and nursing was sidelined when I got myself a permanent pensionable position in local government. I joined the Red Cross and my team won the President's Trophy, the All-Ireland First Aid Championship. And I met President and Ban de Valera at Arsene Uachtaráin for the presentation of our award. I didn't make it as an Olympic swimmer, but I became a swimming teacher and retired recently after 35 of the best years of my life. And as for horticulture, if you come into my garden sometime, I'll show you my special plant that originally came from Annie Clancy's garden. It's not, as she told me, the Bells of St. Mary's. It's called Solomon's Seal, a beautiful reminder of my Leaving Cert days.